This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, Travis Chance, the man with the plan. Travis, how are you doing? You've been busy lately, haven't you?
Tony, I have been absolutely slammed and could not be more excited going into the end of the year. So
wrapping things up.
It is the silly season, and we are trying to wrap everything up and put a bow on 2024.
Yeah, I love how you call it the silly season. The holidays get crazy. With everybody scrambling and shopping and planning and traveling, going here and there. So it can get crazy. I mean, people go a little crazy. I like how you call it the silly season. That's a perfect name. But on top of all that, it's a busy time for you and your clients, you know, wrapping up before year's end, taking care of that year-end financial to-do list, meeting with clients. So I don't envy you right now.
Well, before we get too deep, next week's show is going to be our last of the year. So I want to go ahead and throw down the gauntlet for you. We are going to talk about one of the things we're going to discuss in the beginning, top 10 movies for Christmas. And what actually is considered a Christmas movie, because I'm going to throw a sneak peek at you. I saw a debate the other day, and I think you and I had this last year, and I'm going to take the affirmative side as well this year. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Well, sure. So yeah. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
It will be on my list this year again. But yeah, I was watching news the other night, and they were talking about your favorite Christmas movie. And actually, I'm sure you've seen like WWE wrestling and the character Kane, who is actually Glenn Jacobs. He's the mayor of Knoxville in Tennessee. And he was actually doing an online, like a Twitter poll or X poll, whatever it is now. And, was like, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? And 67% said no. Well, they're wrong,
what?
Tony. Yeah,
that's crazy.
You so that, that's one on. Of the things we're going to talk about next week, and we're going to have a few surprises. But this week, we're going to talk about gifting.
But I got a sneak preview for next week. For us. Okay.
All right.
I'll save it. So let's jump into this week's topic. I'll save it for next week, but I can't wait to talk about my favorite Christmas movie. You know that.
Well, I understand, and that's why we're gonna take some time next week, and we're gonna go through our Christmas favorites. But this week, you know, with everyone running around, and probably this is a common theme, right? A lot of people wait to the last minute to buy Christmas gifts. I'll be very honest; I have been naughty because I am now 2 weeks out from Christmas, and I have not bought the first Christmas gift.
So
I am with you. I sympathize with those of you out there listening who have also not started their Christmas shopping, because let's face it, Amazon has spoiled us, because we can, and online shopping, because we can just say, you know what, I'm going to get to it, because all I got to do is order it and it'll just magically show up. Well, sometimes procrastination, we all fall victim. So, but one of the things I don't want any of our clients to wait, and I don't want anyone listening to the sound of my voice to wait on, is gifting when it comes to your retirement, because the probably common theme with everyone is this. you're blessed. You want your children to be blessed. You want your grandchildren to be blessed. You want you have the means. Let's say you have the means.
You want your co-host to be blessed.
You want your co-host to be blessed.
Just throwing that out there.
Yep. And you have the means to do it. And let's say you're in that position. How do you gift effectively? Like, what are some of the things you can do? And I've got a list of six items that I want to talk about today. We're going to briefly touch on them. And obviously, if you have any questions, you can call our office, 877-269-0839, and let us discuss how these might be applicable to you. So the first thing is, let's talk about the annual gift exclusion, because I hear this all the time. Even some of our clients that have been with us for years and years and years, it's like, remind me again, what is the annual gift exclusion, or what, how much can I give to my kids? Well, you can give as much as you want, but what they're referring to and what that in that implies is there is a
taxes.
Limit. Well, it's just filing the gift tax return, Tony. It's not necessarily a income tax. It's filing it against your annual gift or your lifetime gift exclusion, right? So if it's right now, it's $18,000 per recipient without triggering gift taxes or needing to file a gift tax return. And if you and your spouse want to give together, you can give one recipient up to $36,000. Per person. So, you know, and you can actually do that. Let's say you have a daughter-in-law or son-in-law that you're okay with doing this. You could also gift an additional $36,000 in their name. So husband and wife, grandma and grandpa can gift the kids each about $36,000, so $72,000 per household, and that number just keeps trickling down, right? You got two grandkids, you can do another $36,000 and $36,000. So it's really up to you how much you decide to gift, but that's what it's referring to. And sure. Let's talk
and
about
is that just for family? Because I don't want you to be in a situation.
No,
don't feel like you have to give me. I'll make it easy for you. You can give me less than $18,000 this year.
Right. Whenever I write the check to you and Mrs. Shore, and you know, I'll just limit it to like $30,000-$35,000, and we're good.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah,
I love the sound of that.
Just tied up with a bow.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But getting back to
reality,
getting back to the annual gift exemption versus lifetime, what it's referring to, Tony, is the lifetime gift exclusion right now is $13.6 million and change for a single. That's over their lifetime. So you could gift $13.6 million, your wife could gift $13.6 million. And as a couple, because if, God forbid, one of you passes away, you haven't used or one of you has not used the entire gift tax exclusion, the other one can actually file for portability and get the full $27,200. So once again, a lot of people are very seldom ever going to get to that point, but that's what it's referring to, is there is a lifetime gift exemption, there is an annual gift exemption, and if you wanted to cut just simple check and you wanted to do that, that's what it's referring to.
So $13 million is the 13 lifetime? $13,600
per person.
Yeah. Sounds like you've got some gifting to do, Travis.
Yeah, you tell them, buddy. on my podcast. We just rolled 3 million subscribers and 13.6 million in revenue. Yeah, good luck.
Right. So, that's the annual gifting. That's really important. A lot of people, I bet, ask you about that.
Well, I think
that.
It's confusing because a lot of people, I get this a lot, right? And no one listening to the sound of my voice may have ever thought this way, but they're probably, the rule is probably a lot of people have. There's a confusion between what is the tax mean? It's a gift tax. It's not an income tax, because there are no income taxes on when you gift money. It's not like if let's say your son and daughter-in-law have $92,000 of ordinary income. When you gift the 18, if you gift 18, they're not going to have to file their tax return and pay tax on $110,000. That's not the way that works. It's against the lifetime gift exclusion. So once again, saying all that is to say this, if that's what you're, cause a lot of times we see toward the end of the year, I mean, let's face it, instead of, you know, buying a bunch of, you know, gifts or ties and socks and all that stuff, maybe you just want to gift a check. Maybe you want to go ahead and gift to them so they can use that to help, make their life a little easier, pay off some debt, use it for their household, whatever the case may be. But certainly something to think about. Now, that's number one. So, Tony, I've been referring to the kids a lot. So let's talk about the grandkids. 529 college savings plans. If you're looking to go ahead and do that, well, that could be an option, right? 529s, you want to, you know, support your loved one's education and contribute in a tax efficient way. Well, the contributions are not federal tax deducted. All, you know, that's not really the key. It's the earnings are tax free if they come out for tax or for qualified educational expenses. And if you do that, you can actually front load. So if you wanted to gift in a single year, you could actually do up to $90,000 for a single beneficiary in 1 year without having to violate the gift tax exclusion. So it does open up a pretty big window if you wanted to gift for that college savings plan or for that purpose. The only thing I would caution you about, because obviously fleas come with the dog, qualified educational expenses are key, because they have to pull it out for what that specifies at that time. So that's going to be things like tuition, books, housing on campus. It's not like if your grandson, granddaughter wants to live in the latest greatest apartment complex because it's all inclusive and basically they build like resorts for college kids now versus whenever we were in school.
Right.
That's not going to pay for that. It's not going to pay for the Grove or whatever your new latest and greatest is. It's going to be, they got to live in the dorm, which actually, I mean, let's face it, we have Georgia Southern here locally. Some of the dorms that they build now, I mean, my God, I remember going through the dorm and it was it was like a concrete brick wall, block wall.
Yeah.
It was almost like a penitentiary. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just being honest.
Military penitentiary. Yeah.
And now, everybody's got their own bedroom, their own bathroom. They got a common area.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's ridiculous. So
it's very, very, very nice.
But you have to, as a grandparent, if that's what you want to do, you have to make sure you keep that in mind. It's not just going to be a blanket where they can just spend it on anything. Charitable donations. Let's face it. Right now, you've got a lot of people out there that, maybe whether it's, the funds that are benefiting the people up in North Carolina because of the carnage that happened there with the hurricane, whatever the case may be, you have 501c3s that are very in need of donations. And maybe you want to start gifting to those. Well, that's a great way to gift them highly appreciated stock. Let's say, for instance, you used to work for, and I'm just pulling because they're close, Gulfstream, General Dynamics, or whatever, right? General or Georgia Pacific, whatever the case may be. And let's say you have a very low basis or Southern Company, you have a very low basis, you want to gift the stock because if you were to sell it, you would be recognizing a pretty sizable gain. Probably not the best for a tax strategy for you, but if you gift that stock over to that organization, well, then they get the use of the funds, and that's going to be tax exempt because they're a 501c3. They don't pay tax. So gives you a way to gift and gives you a way to get rid of some highly appreciated stock. Be careful, though. I've had a lot of clients actually ask about gifting their kids some of the stock, and here's the problem. Your child is not a 501c3. Your grandchild isn't either. So if you gift the stock to your children or your grandchildren, guess what you are also gifting? You're gifting the basis. That means if they were to sell the stock, and let's say you bought Apple for an adjusted price of $10 and it's now worth $200, well, they're going to have a $190 capital gain because you're gifting them the time and the price. So it would be long term, but it's still going to be taxed at capital gains rates. Now, that being said, if your children are in and you have open conversation with them and you find out they're in the 12% or less tax bracket, you could potentially gift them some highly appreciated stock. And guess what, Tony? If they sell that stock and it keeps them in the 12% bracket, guess how much they would pay in capital gains? Zero. So that could be a way to gift highly appreciated stock, whether you're doing 501c3
yeah,
or
that's
to your
a great
children.
Strategy.
Yep, it's certainly something to consider. A couple other things you may want to also consider. Now, this I'm going to be the first to say again, I did not think we were going to be having this conversation, and this is not guaranteed. However, if the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act gets extended and we keep the annual gift tax or lifetime gift tax exclusion, you seriously want to think about if you're in that million, 2 million, 3 million mark. Now you may want to start thinking about, okay, you're 60 years old. You have a net worth of say 3 to 5 million or 1 to 5 million. Well, over time, if you're not spending everything you're making, that money could continue to grow. So what you may want to consider is going ahead and starting maybe a family trust or starting to move some of those assets over into a trust so that now you can take advantage of the gift tax exclusion. And then let's say 10 years from now, let's say you're worth $10 million because your advisor was really terrific and got all the returns that you needed. Let's say that happens. Well, if now, say 10 years from now, they reduce the gift tax exclusion, well, you've already taken care of that, right? You've already gone ahead and moved that under a favorable environment so that even if the laws change later, you're not going to be impacted, right? And that's just trying to be forward thinking. You're playing chess. You're not playing checkers. So that's definitely some things you might want to consider. And Tony, the last thing that I want to talk about today, and today it's not going to be a terribly long show, but I want to talk about right now, there's a lot of people out there that could be struggling with medical expenses, educational expenses, et cetera. And I'm not talking about 529s. That's if you have a grandchild, say 5, 10, 15 years old. They've got time before they go to school. But let's say you have a child in school, a grandchild in school, or you have a loved one that's really burdened by medical payments. Well, if you, in some situations, now you you have to make sure you do this correctly, but if you're paying for those expenses, if the payments are made to medical providers and educational institutions on behalf of that individual, then they do not currently count towards the annual gift tax exclusion and they're not subject to gift taxes. So that could also be a way to help leverage some of your blessings over to someone else. And also, by the way, it's not going to have strings attached when it comes to gift tax exclusion, et cetera. So, Tony, these are all things, you know, in the silly season, I say that and you know, tongue in cheek, but in the giving season, let's use that as our terminology. The giving season, how we give is very important. Who we give to is very important. And the strategies you use can be the difference between making a mistake and having Uncle Sam be involved and not. And in my personal opinion, I want you to give to your family, give to your friends, give to your charities, and gift in a way that's going to be a blessing to them, blessing to you, and a blessing to all. So if you have questions, give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. If you have gifting questions for you and for yours in this current giving season.
Yeah, and a great topic today, Travis. Taxes always play a big part in this. There are a lot of IRS rules and regulations on gifting, so you want to make sure you're making the right decisions and gifting in an effective way. I hope our listeners out there will pick up the phone, give you a call with any questions they might have. I know you and your staff can help them out. Great show today. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.